All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, David, give me a few of the ticket texts. We're talking Wings, the fallout from last night. And I just get tired when you're 5-13 their last 18 games? 5-14? I don't want to hear about you played well enough to win, but you didn't. Or we were the better team, except we didn't win. I don't want to hear it. You got shut out at home 2-0. And it was largely a winner-take-all game. You're at home against a team that's lost 6 games in a row with a terrible goal differential, a team that routinely gets blown out. And you didn't score. Don't, with a second to go, sell me that ridiculous goal. Don't. The bottom line is this has been a painful playoff push. And I'm ready to get off the roller coaster. I just don't need it. It's brutal. No, it's brutal.
Yeah, because what you end up feeling like is even if you limp in and you make the playoffs, you're going to be like the Pistons in 19 when they were there for a second and then it was over.
Hey, Gregory loved it. David, ticket text, please.
Finally a show on this station.
I sure love this playoff push.
Finally, you're showing a station that's not talking about moral victories for the Red Wings. It took all day. I absolutely love it. No moral victories.
Because they don't exist. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about the Eastern Conference Finals, a Game 7, a war that goes to double OT, and you lose on puck luck, maybe we can begin having a conversation about, you know, the boys played real hard. But when you have gone ass first into a wood chipper over the last 6 weeks, and you're at home with a wounded deer coming in, your job is to put a bullet in. And didn't score.
Yeah, you should be in the middle of playing playoff hockey right now so that you are that hot team going in there so that you can upset that number one seed, because they're starting over from scratch. You're already lathered up and ready to go. But, yeah, the moral victory, man, the last moral victory probably, you know, once the Lions found out they couldn't be in the playoffs and they still went out and beat the Packers. You're like, okay, yeah, good for you.
But not this.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dave.
Tomorrow night's game, win or lose, it's just delaying the inevitable. Coach needs to go, and Yzerman should be on thin ice. His team is not a very good team and stuck on mediocre at best.
I think the problem, too, is this deep into a rebuild, where are the stars? Where are the guys who have a pathway to being a top 10 or top 15 player in this league? Tell me. And what I don't want to hear is, well, just wait till Casper gets here or Bergeron plays or just wait until Bobby Papadakis plays. How much longer? Now, obviously, you could say, look, if they fall short, this summer becomes the moment we go and acquire one of those people. Fine. But that won't fix the bitter disappointment of this. At one point, you had a 9-point cushion to the cut line. And now we're sitting here where a lot of people want to go moral victories, losing 2-0 at home to the Caps. I do not validate that goal. Come on, man.
Talk about the last 6 weeks. Somebody text this in. The Wings since the start of March are 5-11-2 with a goal differential of -23. They don't deserve to make the playoffs.
No, and when you lose at home to a Caps team that hasn't won in 2 weeks, that you're not a playoff team. Now, again, maybe they do what they normally do. You're ready to throw them out onto the street, and now they show up to the church bake sale and pay for everything. And you're like, all right, 4-1 in Pittsburgh. But again, we were all geared up for last night. Last night's the game you had to have. Because even if they go and win in Pittsburgh, what are they going to do? They'll trip over their garden hose against Montreal. It's who they are. By the way, Kenny, why don't we have anybody with a cool last name like Slapkovsky or whatever that kid is?
Slapkovsky?
I love it.
From Montreal?
Sounds like a hockey player.
It is. He scored a hat trick last night. It was awesome.
Okay, I think I've said it all. Let's go to the people. Mike joins us, kicking off a Wednesday. Hi, Mike.
Boys, good to talk to you again. It's been a while.
How are you?
Honestly, right now, Mike, I feel like I've been cheated, and I feel like I literally just took your chair off the back of my spine or something. But, I mean, seriously, the Capitals are made up of a 50-year-old Alexander Ovechkin and a bunch of homeless people. All right, they waved the white flag at the deadline, and I really don't care about, the Red Wings tried last night. Right. Okay, you know what? This isn't my 8-year-old niece's basketball team, okay? I don't want to hear, they tried. But other than the Derek Lalonde dump and chase offensive system, which just drives me crazy, the guy I'm most upset right now is, like who you mentioned, is Alex DeBrincat. This was supposed to be the goal scorer that we needed, and I was thrilled in the last summer when they made that trade. And, of course, he started the year on fire.
Yep.
But in the last 19 games, he has one goal.
It's inexplicable.
How does a guy who scored 40 goals twice in his career and he's still supposedly in his prime disappear like this? I mean, he has been streaky. I did look up his stats in Chicago when he was scoring 40 goals. He'd routinely go like 6-7 games without a goal, mm-hmm. but nothing like this at all.
No.
Where's the accountability on this? I have no idea what to even think about that. It truly defies logic in my mind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Does. And again, I think we talked about it, that DeBrincat is not one of these superstar players. He simply would be brought here and be your best guy or your best pure goal scorer. No, Mike, it's dreadful. It's a scarlet letter if they miss the playoffs he's going to have to wear, because he will open next season with a lot of pressure on him. You know, to go basically a quarter of a season without scoring when you're the guy we're depending on, given first-line minutes to and first-line power play
duties
to. And
a critical part of the season where they needed your scoring, where you needed to step up, where you needed to be the leader, where you needed to be the man.
You can't disappear. Mike, I got to tell you guys. I'm with you.
I got to tell you one last thing here. That a little over a month ago when Patrick Kane scored that overtime goal against the Blackhawks in the middle of that winning streak, that was honestly the best I had felt as a Red Wings fan in at least a decade. And I was thinking, here we go. We're finally putting it together. All of those feelings are gone now, and yeah. I truly feel like I've been cheated or something.
No, Mike,
I mean, I think that's how we all feel right
Mike,
now.
Mike, I'm with you, and I think the problem, Mike, is we're going to run into some of the Steve bots who are going to go, well, you can't base a 5-year rebuild on 20 games. And I'm going, I kind of can, because the team that he's built has collapsed, and whether that's the leadership he's put in place with Lalonde, whether it is the roster he's built, which was focused more on balance than on higher-end players, whether it is the decision to essentially punt goaltending, and we're depending on Lyon like he's Grant Fuhrer, like, I don't know what to say. But, accountability, Mike, has to exist. This is not a good enough team. It's not.
You said it, guys. I appreciate it, man. Have a good
Mike,
one.
Mike, you got it. And best of luck to your 8-year-old niece's soccer team. I know they took a tough L the other day. It's tough. But he's right. Why do grown adults want to treat NHL, NBA, NFL, MLB like it is some neighborhood soccer game? These are paid professionals. They lost.
Yeah, because if you lower the bar, you're not disappointed.
Yeah, but that's not how I live.
You asked a question.
Well, I didn't like your answer.
I didn't say you, but you said, how do grown adults do this? And I said, because if you lower the bar, You can't be disappointed.
So that's weak.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what this city is now. This is Cialis City. You know, instead of having a new Detroit sign, we ought to just put up a boner pill, like a giant boner pill when people enter the city limits. That's what this town is.
Big yellow pill.
Welcome to Flaccid Town. Like, what the hell, man? Seriously, what the hell?
Huh? Because if you put high expectations on your team, think about this, Mike, how miserable people would be. We haven't seen the championships in this city in a long time. So if you come in with that way of thinking, you're just going to be hurt. You're just going to be disappointed.
I love that. You got to be addicted to losing to appreciate the winning. You have to be. You have to like losing almost as much as you like winning. You do. The losing, the pain, the suffering, it's what makes the winning
right,
fun.
But when it's pain compounded by four major sports teams,
yeah,
it gets to be too much.
Well, you know, as Jim Harbaugh once said, put some steel in your spine. Figure it out.
You asked the question.
248-539-9797. More Hockey Elite next. And also, your quarterback thinks the media is negative in this town. What? Can't wait to play you this top of the hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.